some of the just command wise was a little shakier than we've seen. What was maybe going on there or contributing to that?
Yeah, I was just kind of losing a lot of stuff inside, especially with my fastball and then my cutter, which, you know, is a little bit uncharacteristic, I would say, for that pitch. Usually I can get a glove side pretty well, but I was really struggling with that, and that obviously limited kind of what we could do off-speed-wise.
So when you don't really have the ability to maybe go inside against righties as much, that kind of throws off the rest of the game. Is that sort of what happens?
Yeah. A lot of the times the way I attack right-handers is to bust them in with fastball and cutter, and wasn't able to do that for the most part tonight. And where they can get their hands extended and, you know, eliminate that part of the plate, it makes their job a little bit easier, mine a little bit tougher.
I mean, Julio Rodriguez, how do you talk about the difficult of facing a guy like that?
You try not to think about that kind of stuff. You know, you try to just attack every guy the same way, no matter who's at the plate. You know, I got him swinging the first time, and he hit a, you know, backup cutter that didn't really cut. Hit that one, put a good swing on it. So, yeah, he's a good hitter, but, yeah, you try not to approach it too differently.
Do you have outings like this every once in a while where just the command's not there, or is this maybe out of character?
You know, every now and then it happens. I think it happens for everybody. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's out there, you know, throwing 75% strikes every single time. So, yeah, just it happens to everybody. And personally, it's one you kind of got to forget about. I got to have a short memory in this game. It's unfortunate for us because I think on a night we score 6 runs, you'd like to win that game. But, yeah, just personally, just kind of forget about it.
You did have some strikeouts. Did the stuff-wise kind of feel like it was?
Yeah, I would say that was probably the one positive from tonight. You know, my stuff, you know, I feel like it's good enough, you know. I just didn't do a great job of getting ahead of guys and put myself in a little bit of a hole that way. So, you know, get back to getting ahead of guys, getting strike 1 and strike 2, and put myself in the driver's seat a little bit more.